Hello, this is a message for an Irish politician, John O'Brien, in Sinn Féin, who was elected to the Irish Dáil in the last general election. And the background, John and I have never met, so hello, John. This message is prompted by a meeting that I had informally and completely by accident this morning with John Gilroy, who was elected to the Irish Senate. I should say that John Gilroy belongs to the Labour Party, so we're talking about two politicians who are in effect in competition with each other in near where I live in Cork. Last night there was a conversation on Twitter, an exchange on Twitter, and at 9 o'clock last night, as far as I can know, at 7 o'clock last night, as far as I can see, John O'Brien from Sinn Féin proposed a public meeting to a public debate with to John Gilroy around one aspect of the Irish politics. At 9 o'clock last night, John Gilroy said that he was prepared to have, or keen to have, an online debate about general economic policy. I read from the tweet, promissory notes and fiscal treaty, etc. This was immediately accepted by John O'Brien. And then into the arena chipped a person called DJ Ahern, who suggested that he was all in favour of this. John Gilroy suggested that there be an impartial moderator with some economic knowledge acceptable to both sides. And that's where I come in with a suggestion to John O'Brien. John, you may or may not know this, but I'm collaborating with John Gilroy over a series of podcasts, if you like, which are designed to reveal something about Irish politics. I'm not a member of the Labour Party myself. I never have been. And my angle on it is to try to draw out of an Irish politician how he thinks. So I'm interested in the idea of helping you two guys to have a public debate online. And what I came up with is this, that using, how about this as an idea? We use Audioboo, which you may or may not know anything about, but I could explain it all to you. But we use Audioboo as the communication channel on the internet. For example, you would be given an opportunity in the public debate to speak for an agreed amount of time without interruption, make your contribution. That would be one Audioboo. There would be another Audioboo after that in which John Gilroy replied to you. And there could then be a subsequent number of individual Audioboos in which each of you had your individual say. And this might lead up to a facilitated discussion then recorded in which somebody would facilitate an exchange, a conversational exchange between you. This could be done in the form of agreeing that we would do this for an hour and a half at a agreed, you know, we'd record the whole thing over an hour and a half. It would all then go up on the internet. And could be, you know, listened to by people whenever it suited them to listen to it. So it wouldn't be a case of it being able to be live streamed. It would be a case of all the material being up there and people could log into it. John, you and I have never met. I live in Glenmire. I vote in Glenmire. What I suggest is that we meet face-to-face, just you and I, and we have a chat about it. You won't consider me to be, independent, because I already do the work with John Gilroy, so I'm not asking to be regarded as the impartial moderator for your conversation, because that would be going too far. So I'm not trying to grab the spot of the moderator, but I do actually believe I can help you both because of my knowledge and experience of using Audioboo as a communication channel. And I can show it to you. This message is recorded to you on my iPhone. It'll be shared on the internet, and I will share it because you guys are already in the public arena saying that you want to have, you both agree that you're going to have a public debate. Now, the one thing I feel totally agreeing with both of you on is I think it's absolutely wonderful to see politicians holding public debates with each other in front of the citizens. And that's really where I come in from a value point of view, is that I would do anything to facilitate you to have this debate, anything I could, in other words. And I believe that Audioboo is probably the best tool you can use to have that debate in public. For all I know, this will mean nothing to you at the moment, but 5 minutes with you, I'd be able to explain it. So I'll send you this message. I'll find a way of getting the link to you via Twitter, which is obvious, and you can tell me on Twitter whether you'd like to meet me or not, and we'll take it from there. Okay, that's it, folks. That's Irish Politics in Action on the Tuesday after St. Patrick's Day. Bye-bye.